Yes, of course.
Can it be modified for any of the air pollutants?
I'm certain he can, as long as we find the right detection system for it. Fred is capable of doing electrochemical reporting, and so it usually kind of curbs all the disadvantages of having fluorescent protein reporters, luminescence reporters. If there's a reason why electrochemistry might be a better form of output for things like air pollutants or highly turbid solutions, Fred is a good choice for that.
There are a few monitoring stations around ponds. Air pollution is not my area, but I know that those stations sometimes cannot distinguish what are reduced sulfur compounds that include dibenzothiazine.
Okay.
So, because you have bacteria that is already streamlined toward this desulfurization technically detecting or working with those compounds, you may be able to switch this somehow to detect those compounds.
Yes, that shouldn't be too difficult. Certainly there must be promoter regions that detect these sulfur compounds.
Yeah.
Are there any other comments that you had?
I wrote probably 5 or 6 more comments.
Oh.
Yeah, mentioned detection of hormones in recycling water. So you have this desulfurization and denitrogenization.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to apply those on asphaltenes?
Asphaltenes? No, that's not within the scope of our project this year, but that's certainly something that we can take a look at in the future.
Because depolymerization of asphaltenes is a problem.
Yes, I understand that. I actually recall that asphaltenes being a problem.
Them. Yeah, but okay, but that's one of the possibilities to go.
Of course.
Denitrogenation, in the first paragraph, you're mixing ponds and fuels, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. The purpose of OSCAR was simply to try and remove carboxylic acid groups off of naphthenic acids and other similar compounds like aldehydes in order to convert them into hydrocarbons that could possibly be extracted. That's the overall goal of OSCAR.
What I would recommend here is focus on one thing.
Focus on one thing?
Yeah. You will spread yourself, regardless of the size of your team, you will spread yourself that much. Just do them sequentially.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go parallelly because it takes your resources and spreads them around.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of so-called naphthenic acids are, some people are picky with definitions, so they like to call them acid-soluble organics or something like that.
Yes.
You saw that in literature, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And those acid-solubles are because of sulfur and nitrogen. So yes, nitrogen is present in some of the compounds. But the problem with using your model compounds, not maybe for this particular purpose, but let's say for naphthenic acids and for hydrocarbons, they're not always ideal chains.
Mm-hmm.
Very often there are isomers that are branched. So in your system, for environmental applications, you need to count on those. You need an enzymatic system that can either bypass or digest the branch point on hydrocarbon.
Right.
Because yes, you plan to make hydrocarbons, but I would rather like seem partially degraded so that simple bacteria without modifications can digest them further.
I see.
Because recalcitrance comes from the structure that is too complicated, and complication very often comes from the branching, not necessarily from the total structure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the most common mechanism that bacteria use there is beta oxidation.
Right, yes.
But it goes two by two, technically creating acetate, and it stops in branching.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can jump, bypass, or make enzyme that can deal with branching points, that would increase your applications tremendously.
All right, that's certainly something that we can look into in the future, then.
Yes.
All right.
Now, when you do these experiments Do you check for final toxicity?
Final toxicity?
Yeah. So you need to be sure that your products are not more toxic than your starting compound.
Yes, we are looking into making sure that this is the case, and if it's possible for us to continue metabolizing them rather into something that is more or less benign. That's still in the progress of research, though, right now.
But have you used any particular test?
Not off the top of my head, but I am not the one who works directly with that. So I'm certain that if there's data that is found on their wiki.
Microtox is a classical test that is used, so it's very simple.
All right. Yes, we are rather aware that it's quite possible for us to produce a product that could be more toxic than not, but that's something that we need to look into a bit further for future research.